Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about goddesses, mythical figures who've shaped culture, history, and imagination around the world. Today, we're talking about a Japanese goddess of good fortune who provides favor to those who pray to her. Let's talk about Benzaiten. Benzaiten is part of the Shichi Fukujin, or the Seven Lucky Gods. These deities travel throughout Japan during the year and reunite at the new year to celebrate the holiday in a lavish feast. If the gods are so inclined, they might also go sailing on the Takarabune, a grand ship filled with treasures that symbolizes the new year. Although the seven lucky gods are mainly celebrated in Japan, they aren't native to the country. Most have origins in China or India, as Hindu gods and goddesses, sages, emperors, or Buddhas. Representations of the deities as a unified force began to appear in art and folk tales in the 15th century. There are several shrines to the seven lucky gods across Japan. Benzaiten is an incarnation of the Hindu goddess Saraswati, who's heavily associated with water. Many of Benzaiten's temples in Japan reflect these origins. They're built in coastal caverns and on islands. Benzaiten's arrival in Japan can be traced back to at least 552 CE. The same year, a comet blazed across the night sky. It symbolized the luck and prosperity Benzaiten brought with her. Benzaiten is also known as a goddess of love, and she's associated with music, financial security, beauty, and talent. She's praised for her voice and musical ability. She usually appears with a glowing halo, carrying a biwa, a kind of Japanese lute. She's often depicted with 8 hands, many of which hold weapons, a sword, an axe, a rope, and a bow and arrow. She's also often accompanied by a great white serpent, which symbolizes good fortune and divinity. Because of Benzaiten's many talents and domains, a wide variety of people have sought her blessing. Farmers might pray to Benzaiten for a fruitful harvest. Jealous lovers pray to her to gain an advantage over romantic rivals. And if a Japanese woman wanted beautiful daughters, she would travel to a temple dedicated to Benzaiten. There, the woman would stay in a room by herself, praying to the goddess for 7-ish days. She knew her wish would be fulfilled if Benzaiten chose to appear to her in a dream. In one well-known story, Bunsho, the daughter of a seven-faced dragon deity, prayed to Benzaiten to grant her male heirs. When Bunsho laid 500 eggs, she was afraid of what monsters might be born from them. So she put them in a basket and floated them down the river. Downstream, a fisherman plucked the basket from the rushing water and brought it safely to the riverbank. He gently lowered the eggs into the warm sand to hatch. A few days later, he found not birds, but human boys had hatched from the broken shells. The crowd of boys returned to Bunsho, who was pleased to have her wish for heirs granted by a Benzaiten. Benzaiten's shrine on Inoshima Island is said to have been built at the site where she tamed the ferocious and bloodthirsty five-headed dragon that used to terrorize the island villages. When Benzaiten appeared and offered the island inhabitants help, the dragon was overcome with love for the goddess. He pledged his loyalty and vowed to follow her teachings of compassion. His reign of terror ended forever, and the island has been associated with the goodness and beauty of the goddess ever since. Today, Benzaiten remains a respected goddess in Japanese folklore. She sometimes appears in more modern pop culture, showing up as a character in manga and video games. One of her shrines on the island of Itsukushima remains a favorite destination for tourists and is recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. All month, we're talking about goddesses. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.